Each note has its own shape, and each note has its own color. In shape note singing, in this, the kind that we do, there are four shapes that we use. This first one is the triangle, and it's called a fa. The round one is the sol. The square one is a la. And the diamond shape is called mi. The reason it has the names that it has, this la and sol and fa, is because whenever you sing these words, it forces you to shape your mouth in such a way when you make that sound that you make a kind of a sound that'll blend better and that's easier to sing.
These days, David Lee holds an hour-long singing school during the months of January, February, and March. A generation ago, singing school started after the crops were in and took place every weekend for 6 weeks. Tyler Lee's father, Silas, was a popular singing school teacher for many years.
My dad taught the Sacred Harp schools. He taught on Saturday, and I attended those when I was growing up. They usually met in the old country schools. The country schools had been abandoned by this time in the 50s when I was coming up, and they had consolidated, you know, public schools. So these little buildings were sitting out there, community owned them, and so they used, and there was no electricity on them. So they had to do it in the daytime. And on Sunday, they would meet back there and have a 3 or 4 hour sing.
Singing schools did more than teach Sacred Harp. They were an important social occasion for the whole community. A popular teacher was in high demand.
He was called by the community. He didn't do this on his own either. He was always called on by several men in the community would call on him to go and teach a singing. And they bought his gas. He probably got a dollar a day, I don't know. He might have got a dollar a day for his trouble. He just loved it, and the people wanted it.
David Lee went to a singing school led by his father, Johnny, and Johnny Lee learned from his uncle, Silas. This night, at the singing school in Hoboken, David's class includes the next generation of Lees. He introduces the rudiments of Sacred Harp with an old favorite hymn. Later that evening, at the Community Sing in the Hoboken School Auditorium, David Lee's newest pupils join in the singing of Amazing Grace. This has been Wiregrass Ways, a celebration of South Georgia folk life. Wiregrass Ways is written by Laurie Summers and produced by Tom McCourt, Craig Klein, and Teresa Sanders. I'm Martha Gibson. This program is supported by Valdosta State University, the Georgia Council for the Arts Folklife Program, and the Georgia Humanities Council. Wiregrass Ways is a production of WWET Valdosta, Peach State Public Radio.